after having started out as a lawyer. I was living in my favorite city, New York. I had close relationships with my parents, sister, and in-laws. I had friends. I had my health. I didn't have to color my hair. But too often, I sniped at my husband or the cable guy. I felt dejected after even a minor professional setback. I drifted out of touch with old friends. I lost my temper easily. I suffered bouts of melancholy, insecurity, listlessness, and free-floating guilt. As I looked out the blurry bus window, I saw two figures cross the street. A woman about my age trying simultaneously to balance an umbrella, look at her cell phone, and push a stroller carrying a yellow slickered child. The sight gave me a jolt of recognition. That's me, I thought. There I am. I have a stroller, a cell phone, an alarm clock, an apartment, a neighborhood. Right now, I'm riding the same crosstown bus that I take across the park, back and forth. This is my life, but I never give any thought to it. I wasn't depressed, and I wasn't having a midlife crisis, but I was suffering from midlife malaise, a recurrent sense of discontent and almost a feeling of disbelief. Can this be me, I'd wonder, as I picked up the morning newspapers or sat down to read my email. Can this be me? My friends and I joked about the beautiful house feeling when, as in the David Byrne